Today we are discussing another patient that has fallen to the chaos and treatment which we see being delivered at Fiona Stanley Hospital. Today we are dealing with a chap we'll call Dean. Dean is a chronic pain sufferer as a result of a tumour operation some years ago. Dean struggles on a day-to-day basis with the condition associated with the ongoing and chronic pain. Now, as we know, the minister, in his wisdom, prior to the opening of Fiona Stanley Hospital, closed down the IBD clinic. And the result of that, that closure, you've seen a whole range of events unfold in relation to the unfortunate issues around Jared Olson. The minister also pulled apart the chronic pain management clinic at Fremantle Hospital. And as a result of that, we've seen a whole range of patients that are now struggling to get the care they need. Dean presented to Fiona Stanley Hospital as a result of some ongoing issues associated with his pain. He was treated in that hospital over a number of days. Unfortunately for Dean, he was a victim of the privatisation of the catering services at that hospital and a victim of the reconfiguration of the health services brought about by the Health Minister. When Dean presented on a Sunday, it was explained to him that a dietitian wasn't available to assist him make a selection from the of the meals available. Now, Dean is highly allergic to mushrooms, and as a result of that, he has to be very careful about the food he eats. Now, as a result of that dietitian not being available, and as a result of the dysfunction and the chaos which we now see unfolding at Fiona Stanley Hospital, Dean then took some mushrooms as a result of a soup that he ordered. Now, what unfolded then can only be described as disastrous, a comical series of events that saw this man almost lose his life at the hands of Fiona Stanley Hospital. Once he realised that he had taken mushrooms, he then sought relief and assistance from the staff at the hospital. Much to the staff's frustration, they realised that there was no crash cart at the in the ward in which Dean was residing. And then, to make matters worse, when the doctor said, "Well, for goodness sake, if there's no crash cart, get some adrenaline to this patient, quick smart." Again, the nurses explained that there was no adrenaline available. There was no EpiPen available in what is supposed to be our tertiary hospital. If it wasn't for the fact that Dean actually had his own EpiPen on him and the doctor had the quick thinking to say, "Dean, have you got something that we can administer to you to resolve this issue?" Dean may not be with us to tell his story today. We are concerned that the chaos that's unfolding at Fiona Stanley Hospital as a result of the Barnett government's privatisation, as a result of the Health Minister's cuts to these important clinics which were previously in place, is now putting patients' lives at risk. We've already seen the issues around Jared Olson. I'm very pleased and relieved that that the same circumstances didn't happen to Dean. But clearly there is a need for the minister to intervene at Fiona Stanley Hospital to make sure that we keep our patients out of risk.
How is it possible that there was no crash cart in the ward?
I can't explain why basic medical equipment wasn't available to the doctors and the nurses on that ward. They probably can't explain it and express their frustration at the time. I think it beggars belief that we've opened this hospital over 12 months too late, yet they don't have basic equipment in that hospital to treat patients like Dean.
Do they need to sort of do an audit and go and make sure that all of the wards do have this basic equipment, because this is something that nurses have raised previously?
Well, I think we need a full inquiry as to what is actually going on at Fiona Stanley Hospital. As I said, this hospital opened over 12 months late. They had plenty of time to plan and to configure the services at that hospital to make sure patients were treated properly. But it appears clear now from the privatisation of the services, particularly around catering in this case, and it appears clear now from the reconfiguration and the cuts that's resulted from that, that we now have patients wanting for basic care in our hospital wards.
What kind of an inquiry do you want?
Well, I think the Parliamentary Committee should certainly inquire into this, but I think the National Health Standards Accreditation Committee should come back into this hospital, take a long, hard look about what's going on at that hospital and really form a view as to whether they are providing the sort of services that we accept as is the appropriate standard in an Australian hospital.
How did Dean's case come to your attention? And, you know, you're worried there could be more if you haven't come forward.
Dean contacted me, like many patients are contacting us at the moment, to express their concerns about the treatment they're getting at Fiona Stanley Hospital. And you in the media, and certainly people I've spoken to in the community, can all relate to a story about a friend, a relative or themselves where they've gone to Fiona Stanley Hospital and heard dreadful stories about the way they are treated. They commend the staff. The staff are doing a terrific job at that hospital, but they can't cope with the cuts that have resulted in the staffing ratios, and they can't cope with the privatisation and the impact that that's had on hospital services.
Do you think Serco's been given too much responsibility?
Well, I think the whole experiment with Serco and the privatisation of services at Fiona Stanley Hospital has been a disaster from day one. The government's decision to privatise that hospital has brought around a lot of the problems that we now see happening at Fiona Stanley Hospital. It was a disastrous experiment with WA patients' health, and the government really should reverse as much of it as they can.
Do you know why the dietitian wasn't available?
Well, this is a tertiary flagship hospital. And what was explained to Dean is that the dietitian wasn't available because they don't work on the weekends. And that's not good enough. This is a 24/7 tertiary hospital. They should have dietitians available. They should have people on hand to advise people like Dean about what they should and should not be eating.
Have nurses or others working at the hospital raised concerns with you about basic equipment such as this cart not being available on wards?
Absolutely. Nurses have raised a range of concerns with me around basic hospital equipment, and that goes from stands that hold the IV drips to hospital beds which don't have a registered repair in Western Australia. There's a whole litany of errors and oversights in relation to this hospital, which really come down to the initial decision by the Barnett government to privatise. Because as Mark Olson, the Secretary of the ANF, said the other day, nurses can't even work out where their jobs start and their jobs end and Serco starts. They can't work out what they're supposed to be doing to provide for the patients and what Serco's supposed to be providing. So you've got this chaotic situation unfolding at Fiona Stanley Hospital where Serco and the medical teams are struggling to work out what their roles are in the hospital.
The government keep dismissing these incidents, generally speaking, that have come up as teething problems. Do you think they need to start taking it seriously now?
Well, look, I think the government is deluded if they think that these are simply teething problems. And I think Minister Hames and the Premier Barnett are simply being disrespectful and doing a disservice to WA patients by simply dismissing these problems as mere teething problems. There are some serious concerns and problems at Fiona Stanley Hospital. The only person that's not been accountable and coming forward and resolving these issues is the Minister for Health.
What was Serco's direct role in this case?
Well, Serco are responsible for the catering services at the hospital. So they're responsible for ensuring that patients receive the right meals at the right time and that those meals are appropriate for their health conditions. I can't work out why they wouldn't have had a dietitian available over the weekend, but surely this is a situation which must be rectified immediately.
But the dietitian wouldn't have been employed by Serco, right? Because that's actually clinical.
They were wearing a Serco uniform.
Okay. See, my
they came up and saw me. Yeah. They gave me a list of meals that contain mushrooms and went through and said, don't order these. I didn't. One of the meals did have mushrooms, wasn't on the list.
Should we have it?
Yeah, do you want to...
Sorry, Dean said in the 5 days he was there, he only saw the ward being cleaned once. That's not up to regular standard, is it?
No, look, that strikes me as being unusual. I've heard Dean make those comments today, and I'll be making inquiries to the Minister about how regularly these wards are being cleaned. One cleaner in 5 days, when you've got a very busy hospital like Fiona Stanley Hospital, would suggest to me that that's not really enough, but I will make further inquiries into that issue.
Is that Serco do the cleaning as well?
Serco are responsible for the cleaning as well. And again, you know, you have this situation where doctors and nurses are still trying to find out what their role are. Serco is still trying to establish what its roles and its routines are. And it's not good enough that the Barnett government should use our new flagship tertiary hospital as a privatisation experiment.